Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NBA champ, former lottery pick back of the day, analyst on the Pelicans Network, and I hear him on Sirius XM doing his thing on the NBA channel all the time. Antonio Daniels back in the house. What up, AD?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing today? Everything? It's been a little bit. Where you been?
No, I got a new number. So my number got changed, so I kind of lost contact with everybody. So I'm in the process of trying to get my number back out there. So.
Thought it was just us. Thought you were like hating on us or something.
No, it's not just y'all. Never that.
It's everybody. You're just taking a siesta.
It's everybody.
I love it. Hey, look, we were looking at some video of Kevin Durant and walking around or at least playing around and getting some rebounds, taking some jump shots. Slowly slowing down a little bit as he tried to stop. You can see him hopping as opposed to just fully stopping. There's no real chance that he's going to play this season. And if he decided to, what would be the point?
Yeah, I'm with you. There's no real chance that he's going to play this year. No way, no how. That would be, I think, out of all of the different surprises that have happened throughout the course of this NBA season, that would surprise me more than anything else. Clay and Steph, different case and scenario. Kevin Durant, I can't see him coming back for any reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
Why even with Clay? I mean, Steph is the hands. That's not a big deal. Why even with Clay? Why not just say, you know what? We'll see you next season, man. Keep it on ice.
Because the thing is, if you're cleared and you're 100% ready to go, why not?
Well, what if Durant's cleared and 100% ready to go?
The thing is, with your Achilles, it's different. Your Achilles is a little bit different. That's a little bit different than an ACL. And I highly doubt if Kevin Durant's going to be cleared and 100% ready to go in less than a year.
And what would be the point? They're not going anywhere right now, right?
No, but maybe you steal something.
The thing is, neither are the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
But there's something to be said for guys, especially in the case of like Klay and Steph. You know, it's a different look. We talked about this afternoon. If you're cleared and you're 100% and you're ready to go, you don't want it to be a situation where you're sitting out because it looks different. It looks like, you know, okay, well, if we're okay to compete for a championship, I'm ready to go. But if we're not competing for a championship, then I don't think it's best that I play.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
In this situation, for the last 10 games of the season, can you imagine what that would do to that Golden State Warriors fan base? You know, if you get Clay back out there with Steph and with Andrew Wiggins and also with Draymond Green, just the, you know, going into the new Chase Center and going into this year with a lottery pick this summer, like it would just bring a different energy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're talking to Antonio Daniels, our buddy who changed numbers. And now we got the new one, which is good. Lottery pick, NBA champ, the Pelicans analyst, Sirius XM, NBA. All right. So we have had this, you know, in spurts, this conversation. But since you've seen, I would imagine, every second so far of Zion's pro career, this is a tough one for you. And take off the homer hat, as I know you will, as I know you will. Ja Morant or Zion? Next 5 years, who are you taking?
That's a question. Well, the next 5 years, we can't predict that. None of us can predict that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, here's the thing. With my position now being the color analyst for the Pelicans, I've not only seen Zion in games. I've seen Zion at every practice, every training camp. And I've never in my life, and I'm not a homer at all, I'm telling you the same exact thing that I said to him, the same exact thing that I tell to all former players that I see when I'm on the road. Zion's one of one in NBA history. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a guy with this size, this strength, this explosiveness, this agility, with this touch around the rim at that size. You have to take different components from different players throughout the course of history. Okay, he has a Rodney Rogers body, or he pursues rebounds like Dennis Rodman, or he explodes like Vince Carter. But to put them all in one package, I've never seen anything like it.
Are you convinced that his health will hold up for however long his career should go?
The thing is, I have no reason not to be.
Yeah.
You know, when a guy gets injured early, you know, just on a freak landing or whatever it may be, however the injury came, I have no reason to feel any different that his health won't hold up.
Huh. He's
special, man. He is.
So is Ja. So is Ja.
What about his weight?
I'm not. See, but here's the thing. It's tough to give someone credit without discrediting someone else.
Fair.
I'm not discrediting Ja Morant.
Fair,
but
yeah.
I am not as qualified to talk about as Ja Morant like I am Zion Williamson.
Yeah, now you
I don't see Ja Morant every day in practice.
You do see
Ja. You know, I haven't seen every minute of Ja Morant's training camp or every minute of Ja Morant's practice sessions or every minute of Ja Morant's games.
Now,
I have seen Zion.
We don't see him up close and personal. Like, we don't feel like his heft. Is he the right size? Does he need to lose weight? Where is he? Because we can talk about it from afar, from what we think we know, but you've seen it. Where is he weight-wise? Because that was a big talking point.
You know what's tough is I don't think anybody knows yet.
Yeah.
Because he is one of one.
And he's 19 years old.
Different. Right. This is something different. And Aaron Nelson and this New Orleans Pelicans training staff, you know, it'd be different if they had a blueprint to go on of somebody in history that they can look at and say, oh, okay, this is that guy. They don't have that. With Zion being one of one, it's like a clean slate, so they kind of have to start off. And at 19, did any of us know?
Yeah.
At 19, did any of us know what was best for us at that time? It's going to take time for him to find out what weight he plays best at, what weight he's more comfortable at. I know as I got older in my career, you know, you and Tiki, I know you can relate to this. Sometimes what other people think is best for you, it doesn't feel good for you. So sometimes as a basketball player, they would say, oh, you know what, you need to put on a little bit of weight and get bigger. Then you put on weight, then you use your quickness and explosiveness.
You're right.
Well, now you need to take some weight off.
Yeah.
Then you use some strength.
Yeah.
So you have to find that comfort level as far as your weight is concerned where you feel good.
Yeah.
Where you can still be strong, fast, agile, and explosive.
Makes a lot of sense because I went through that. You're right, Antonio. You're absolutely right.
Let me ask you this. Boy, there's so many things I want to run by you, but I have to get your thoughts on the Sixers, who probably, Antonio, are the most disappointing team of the year. Explain this to me. I know that Ben Simmons only played a year at LSU, didn't play his first season, but he's had a couple of years in the NBA, but he's had a couple of years since then to find something that somewhat resembles a jump shot. How the hell does a franchise, can you fail him so miserably? Now, part of it's at his doorstep as well. I understand that. But what in the world is going on with the Sixers? I don't even know what they are. Like,
they're confounding.
Beyond confounding.
Because they don't lose at home, but they can't win on the road.
See, I don't even think they're confounding because I know that they can't shoot, so I'm not confounded. I guess I'm just disappointed. What do you make of the Sixers' mess?
Okay, here's the thing for me. Talk about Ben Simmons and his lack of ability to shoot the basketball or even willing to shoot the basketball. You know he got $180 million without knocking down the three-point shot?
It's a joke.
So tell me if I'm him in a team and an organization saying we're going to build around you and they gave you a max contract basically, what have they done to make him think or feel that he needs to get a jump shot?
Yeah. Nothing.
Right.
Go be a big point guard.
If they would have gave him, you know, $8 million a year and was like, man, listen, if you had a jump shot, we'd have gave you 20. No, they gave him it all. They're basically saying, we believe in the player that you are now, so that's enough for us. You give a dude $180 million off jump without him knocking down a three-point shot? What reason does he have to go out there and start working on a three-point shot now?
Yeah. Antonio, why would they do that? It's funny because you kind of forget that they did do that after his third year. And so why would they do that? Because it doesn't make sense, and very rarely do you ever see that.
But because he's a heck of a basketball player without a three-point shot.
Huh.
That's the thing. The most valued asset in today's NBA is the three-point shot. That's why Andre Drummond just got traded away for 2 second-round picks and – Henson and Brandon Knight, because the traditional center is on his way out.
Yeah.
The most valued asset in today's NBA is the ability to shoot the basketball. But the thing is, so if you have star power, what they're doing with him is they want to try and surround him with guys that can shoot the ball, and they haven't done it.
Yeah.
They haven't done it.
Yeah.
He's still an all-star. He's still an all-star. What, is this his second year as an all-star without a jump shot?
Yeah.
It's not like we're talking about a guy that's not a really good basketball player. We're just talking about a guy that's a really good basketball player without the most valued asset in today's NBA.
We got about 35 seconds here, Antonio. Are you surprised the Lakers didn't do anything to get better?
Am I surprised? Say it again.
That the Lakers, L.A. Lakers, didn't do anything.
No, I'm not, because they don't have a lot of assets to get better.
Yeah.
And the thing, when you talk about Kyle Kuzma, it wasn't just Kyle Kuzma that people were talking about. They wanted Kyle Kuzma and Danny Green, and that's a lot to get rid of.
Yeah.
Because you're not only getting rid of Kyle Kuzma in your youth, but you're also getting rid of a two-time champion and a 3-and-D guy whose skill set coincides great with LeBron James and Anthony Davis if you get rid of Danny Green as well. So it's tough. You got to have the assets, which they gave away a lot of those in the Anthony Davis deal.
Yep. You're right. Listen, we got to go. But the thing that made it impossible is that when Kuzma's only making $2 million a year, the reason that Green's name came into it was to try to make the money work for somebody like Morris, et cetera. So it just wasn't plausible. But interesting times in the NBA. Now we got the new digits. We'll get you back on, get another update, see if you want Ja over Zion at some point if you change your mind. I'm taking Ja, by the way. I'm taking Ja Morant over Zion. And I love Zion. I'm taking Ja. Just so you know.
Okay, we'll talk about this in another couple weeks or so.
We will. It's a debate that's not going away. Thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.